Ready? What is one goal you are looking forward to working on together in either your marriage or in NoBS?
Gosh, I don't know. Do we have any marital goals? I think we pretty much feel like we're living the life. Yeah. I would say our big goal this year is 25,000 members by the end of the year. Yeah, it's audacious, but I just, women need us. It's a mess out there. I mean, it just is. I just read, like, these women who post on my Instagram and stuff who are clamoring to get in because they're starting to notice, like, how bad it is out there. You know, and I want to figure out a way to, for no woman to have to wait on us anymore. I just remember feeling horrible before I figured all this stuff out. And it pains me to think that I haven't figured out yet that anybody who wants it can have it. And that's what drives me right now. And I have all the ideas. I tell Chris all the time, I'm like, it's awesome to have all the ideas. And I have to, the hardest work that I have right now is patience. My ideas and my vision outruns capacity and technology and all of it.
Which is great. I mean, you want to be ahead of it.
Oh, I know. But I have to, like...
But you also have to be cognizant that you're pulling it along.
Yeah, and I don't want to pull it. Because I have amazing team members. It would be so easy to work them into the ground, and I don't want to do that. Like, I want not only the people who join to feel like they're having the best experience of their life, but the people who work for me, I want that for them too. I mean, I watch team member after team member come in, and... This is their dream. This is the thing that they never thought they'd get to do. And I value that. And I'm just really working on, if my goal is for, like, at the end of the day, it's not even the weight loss. Like, at the end of the day, I want every woman to feel amazing. Yep. And I feel like I spend all of my time really trying to figure that out. When y'all think about, like, what is Corinne working on? Is she's always thinking about, in every way, I spent this year learning more about diversity and inclusion. Because I didn't even know how much I was not helping that. I spent this year really learning how to be a better boss. Because I wanted my team to feel like this is the best thing they've ever done. They feel blessed every day when they wake up. I want them looking forward to coming in. Because when they look forward to being here, you benefit. So I, like, when you ask, like, what's the big dream? I mean, just for this year, it's 25K, but ultimately it's like, how do I figure out ways to, in all the ways that I can, make sure that every woman gets that opportunity to feel amazing in her life because she does deserve it.
That's you fulfilling your own potential. Using your unique story, which I think is so special, like all the things you've ever experienced and learned to do, that seemingly were completely unrelated, all play into, you know, why you're so good at this. You know, nobody else could do this.
Well, you make a lot of it possible. Okay, so I've cried a lot.
What was the actual question? Are we good?
Yeah, you're good.